Our gospel passage this morning is taken from the second chapter of the book of Matthew, the first through the 12th verses. Hear ye the word of the Lord. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Jerusalem, Bethlehem of Judea, wise persons from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. So it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Let us pray. Most gracious and all-wise God, we thank you again for this day and for this opportunity, for this new year that lays before us with so many blessings and promises, mercies, and graces. And so we ask you now, Lord Jesus, to let your spirit continue to descend upon this place of worship. Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our Lord and our Redeemer. Amen. If you'll pray with me for a few moments, I want to preach using the subject, "To Know Christ." December 25th has come and gone. The gifts have been purchased, they've been given, opened, and some have even been returned to stores in exchange for more appropriate replacements. Trees and decorations either have been or very soon will be taken down and stored away for use another year. And most of the candy and special treats have been consumed. The Christmas ham or turkey, if you please, are all but a memory. And we must ask ourselves, in what has been described as one of the most economic periods in history, how will we in the weeks and months to come make it if things don't get any better? War is still being waged throughout the world, and those in the Middle East just can't seem to get along to save the East. So what is this Christmas season really about? Is it just about the rituals that I've just described, or do we really celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior? Do we take the time to know Christ as God would have us to know him, not only during this time of the year, but each and every day? We've entered into what is called the Epiphany season. So this is the Sunday of Epiphany. Epiphanies in our time has become known as aha moments. You hear about them all the time, don't you? You know, when something has been revealed to us, when we know something from the very depths of our heart, when that light bulb goes off in our head, those are those aha moments. Those are epiphanies. And that is exactly what the Magi had, those wise persons had, when they saw the star. They knew from what they had heard of old that the Messiah had been born. They experienced the aha moment. And they knew that the prophecies that had come specifically from Micah the 5th chapter and Isaiah the 60th chapter and many of the prophecies in the Old Testament had come into being. They had come to pass. They were being fulfilled. Today, Epiphany is observed as a time of focusing on the mission of the church and reaching out to others by showing Jesus as the Savior of all people. It is also a time of focusing on the family of God, each and every one of us, and the fellowship between one another, especially in healing the divisions that exist due to prejudice, bigotry, and all those other things that come between us and among us as the people of God. The Magi traveled to Jerusalem from the east. They came a distance because this was the city where they anticipated to find the Messiah. This was the place where the one who was born in order that we would have security, life, love, and joy should have been. But when they arrived, they found a king who was insecure, a king who was not of pure Jewish heritage. You see, his father was an Edomite, and therefore he was a little unsure of whether or not the Jews saw him as their king. This was a king who felt it necessary to kill his own children and even his wife when he felt that his kingship was being threatened. A king who would later resort to killing all the male children 2 years of age and younger in order not to be dethroned. The Magi found a king who failed to realize that the Messiah who had come in order that he too might be adopted into the royal family and have the right to eternal life. That there would no longer be prejudice based on race or lineage or pedigree or creed, for in Christ there was no Jew nor Greek. There was no male nor female. There was and is no slave nor free. This king didn't realize that he had everything to gain by accepting Jesus Christ as his Lord and King. But instead, he was in fear. He sought his own devices. He decided that he would take control of the situation. Now, like Herod, we often think the answers to our questions, our dreams, our desires, even our problems, lie in the acquisition of our own power, wealth, material possessions, and in our own ambitions. We think that our power lies in our hands. We fail to realize that our dreams of peace, satisfaction, and greatness can only be realized in Jesus Christ. To know Christ is to know that Christ offers the answers to all of our dreams and aspirations. The Magi had come from the east to witness, to see, to worship, and to praise the Messiah who had been born the King of the Jews. They were not of Jewish descent. They were Gentiles as well. They were men and women of holiness and wisdom. They were considered the Gentile counterparts to the Jewish priests of the Levi lineage. But unlike the Jewish community in Jerusalem, who the scriptures say, like Herod, were uneasy with the birth to the point that they weren't willing to travel about 5 or 6 miles to see this Savior, the Magi moved from a place of convenience and comfort and made the trip to worship the King who was born to be Savior of all. According to William Barclay, Jesus came into this world not for his own sake, because, see, Jesus lacked nothing. But he came for us and our salvation. Like the Magi, in order to know Christ, we must be willing to move from a place of where we are, a place of comfort, a place of familiarity, a place where we think we have it going on, to where God is calling us to be. We are called to move outside our comfort zones, encounter detours and obstacles and forks in the road along the way, but we are to be ever mindful while in that movement that God's Spirit is guiding us, that God is leading us, and that God has prepared a place for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've become too comfortable and too complacent. We've gotten to the place where we think that we know what's best for us. It's time for us to move out of that place of comfort. Like the Magi, to know Christ, we must have a spirit of worshipful anticipation, expecting to meet and commune with God. The passage in Matthew tells us that upon finding Christ, the Magi were overwhelmed with joy, and they knelt down and paid him homage. They worshiped him. They worshiped the child king. And then opening their treasure chest, they offered Christ gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. To know Christ is to know that all that is required of us are not our treasure chest, but our repentant hearts. Acknowledgement that Jesus is God's Son and that he was raised from the dead, and the willingness to live a life of faithfulness. Our salvation cost us nothing. Cost us nothing. But we have to understand that it doesn't come cheap. God asks that we be willing to present our bodies as living sacrifices, and that is our reasonable service. To know Christ, we must be willing to go in a new direction. A direction that may lead us away from everything and everyone that we know and love, but a direction that promises joy, peace, blessings, and eternal life. Like the Magi who were warned not to return to Jerusalem, when we come to know Christ, we can't return to where we have been. Can't do it. For in Christ Jesus, we have become new creatures, new creations. The old has passed away and everything becomes fresh and new. God wants us to know that once we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are no longer the same. We have become heirs. We have become God's children. And God expects us to act that way. The Magi brought gifts. And their gifts were with meaning. They brought gold, signifying that this Christ child, that this Messiah was the King. The King of Kings. That he was the only true King. Brothers and sisters, to know Christ is to know that for us, he is the only true and living King, the one who rules and reigns in righteousness, the one who loves us regardless of our color, our creed, our status, our intelligence, or any other characteristic that we often allow to separate us from one another. God is not asking that we bring gold, but God is asking us to acknowledge Christ as our King, as the one who rules and reigns. The Magi brought frankincense, which signified priesthood. To know Christ is for us to know him as the perfect high priest, or the pontifex, which means bridge builder. You see, Christ is the one that builds the bridges between you and I, our neighbors, across the street, across the world. But he is also the one who builds the bridge between us and God, opening and guiding the way to the very presence of God for you and for me. The Magi brought myrrh, which signifies death. Why would they bring that to the Christ child? Because they, like we know, that to know Christ is to know him as the one who had to die in order for us to be reconciled back to God. He was the one who willingly gave up his life that we would have eternal life. So, my brothers and sisters, it is during this Epiphany season that we are called to come with anticipation and expectation. And that as we continue to acknowledge and worship Jesus as our King, Priest, and Savior, our lives will never be the same. Because we have encountered Him, and we have turned our knowing into a way of life that leads to peace, joy, redemption, and salvation. To know Christ is to know that the light has come. That the light has come, and it shines in each and every one of us. The glory of the Lord has risen upon us, and the darkness of envy, jealousy, prejudice, anger, and excess shall be no more. To know Christ is to know that we are loved.
In our being together, we are a public profession of faith for the world. In sharing this meal, we become an embodiment of a community of faith for the world. I invite you to stand and to say together the words of the Apostles' Creed as printed in the bulletin as your verbal profession for the world. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated.